Next week, Thursday through Saturday, the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance will be presenting Lysistrata, about history's first sex strike. It's adapted and directed by Jay Stratton, with choreography by Tawanda Chibikwa. This event also signals their first live event since pandemic and will take place outdoors and will be presented with limited seating. Today, my guests are Jay Stratton and Tawanda Chibikwa. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Thank you very much.
Are you guys ready to perform in front of people? Is it time?
It's been time for quite a while. Yes, indeed. I think it certainly is. One of the challenges about putting the show together is actually dealing with the COVID safety protocols. But we have done such an amazing job of that. Or should I say, Jay and other people have done a really amazing job of making sure we stay on top of that. So it's been really safe and also just something to look forward to, again, to be in close proximity while socially distanced with live people as well.
Yeah. And I'm going to agree with everything Tawanda just said and just say, I think the show is really at a place where the next step is to add an audience. We need it. We're excited to have it. We're in this very unusual outdoor space that has become another character in the show. The cast is terrific. We're led by an excellent UTEP senior, Andrea Taman, who's playing Lysistrata, who's playing the title character. And it's a very energetic cast. What is it? We have about maybe 15 people in the cast, including percussionists. And I think we're ready to go.
Okay, so we just came out of quarantine, and then you guys are coming back with a show about a sex strike. What's up with that?
So as it happens, you know, the nature of planning live theater, we had picked this before the show had been pitched and accepted by the season selection committee at the university, well before we'd ever heard of something called COVID-19. So then when it came time to say, we're actually gonna put this on, then the question became, well, how do we do it? And Tawanda and I and others brainstormed, and the overwhelming answer is, well, the most important thing is safety. Let's do it outside. And since it's happening late April in El Paso, Texas, it's pretty guaranteed to be beautiful weather. So we said, let's put this thing outside. Let's put it outside in the atrium of Fox Fine Arts, which is a very pretty, very unusual space with vertical seating, 4 floors of seating. It's going to be just really, really fun.
Okay, but I still want to talk about the sex strike.
Yes.
Tell us more.
So it's like a 3,000-year-old play. It's one of our oldest known Greek comedies by Aristophanes. Greece at that time was in the Peloponnesian War, Athens versus Sparta, right? And it had been going on for about 15 years at the point at which the play was written. And so the main character, Lysistrata, organizes all the women of Athens and says, no more sex until you stop fighting, period. No more sex until you stop fighting. And that is obviously like the seed of enormous comedy. I won't spoil the ending.
Okay, cool. So Tawanda, what does that mean, choreographically speaking? Is that even a term? Is that choreographically speaking?
Yes, choreographically speaking.
There it is. Thank you.
It's been really amazing. One of the reasons I was really excited to work with Jay was the choice of working in the atrium, which reminded me of my working on site-specific performance days and so forth. And is it correct, Jay, that it's one of the first theater productions in the atrium?
To my knowledge, I mean, I've been here 6 years now. To my knowledge, it is the first in the atrium.
Yeah, which is great. And it's just been kind of interesting bringing that space to life and then also working with dancers on concrete outside, you know, and then the occasional wind and weather and whatnot. But that's been really fascinating. And all of the cast and crew have just been really kind of supportive and present in the entire process and open and playful.
I'm sure they've been dying to get back. I mean, dancers, that's the thing. I mean, y'all perform, and to not be able to have, you know, to do that for a year, that has to be rough. So when you say, hey, we're coming back, it's going to be on concrete outside in an atrium in an unconventional spot, I can only imagine that it's a resounding heck yeah, we're all in.
Absolutely.
And I will say that when we put out the audition notice and people were like, what, a live show with hopefully live audience? And We got turnout like I've never experienced at a UTEP audition before. We had excellent choices for every role. We had tons of people come out. It was really exciting.
But that must speak to the hunger that our creative community has to come back.
I think that's exactly right. I think El Paso is really ready to come back. The artistic community is really ready to come back. The audiences are ready to come back. We are already very close to sold out, though not entirely. And there's going to be a pocket of overflow tickets reserved for every show. So if you want to come see it, even if you hear it sold out, if you get there on time and get there a little bit early and wait in line, you can still get one of those overflow tickets.
So, Tawanda, as a choreographer, how did you spend your time in quarantine?
Wow. That's very exciting. I was going to say dancing in my living room is one way to do it. It's been interesting, because I'm relatively new to UTEP and I moved here during the pandemic and I'm new to the campus, new to the department and everything. So it's been really quiet and isolated. But what I did manage to do in El Paso quite a lot off is get to know the trails around. And that's really taking care of a lot of my need to move. I've come across a lot of beautiful spaces and spots just out there as well, and just staying inspired. I also think the quarantine has been a good time to take on a more contemplative mindset, and just enjoy the quiet and see what it has to offer. It seems like circumstances was forcing the world to pause almost. So part of me has given into that pause just to see what it is I want to be creatively, professionally, academically, once we're all vaccinated and back out there. We've had a lot of time to rethink a lot of the ways we approach the world. So that's kind of the gist of how I spent my quarantine time.
Wow, yeah, moving to a new city.
What is it?
That's got to be interesting, though, to come into this community and straight into quarantine. And kudos to you. Did that at all increase the isolation, or just curious?
One of the greatest things that happened to me, among a couple of other people at UTEP, Jay and his family were very instrumental in welcoming me to El Paso. My first socially distanced hikes were with Jay, and there are a couple of other people who've kind of really made me feel virtually at home.
We hiked Cristo Rey together.
Absolutely, yeah.
That was a lot of
I've
fun.
done that one as well, yeah. It's been great. It's been great. I just think I don't really mind the quiet and the space in terms of like my rhythm as well. So it hasn't been terrible. But one thing I did notice, I think about everyone around, is like it's made us rethink what it means to be connected to people,
Yeah.
as community, as friendships, and so forth. And in this time of forced separation, I'm optimistic, but I see people putting a lot of work into sustaining human connections in a big way, like virtual though it be. I think it's wonderful.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if it's one thing we learned is that we like each other more than we thought, possibly. And that human interaction is so important. As are the arts and dance and movement. So this is just the first one of many. Do you all have the rest of your season planned out, or how you will continue to dance with students and bring folks back into the performance space
We
on
have
that?
most of next season planned out, but I don't believe we've announced it yet. I don't think we're allowed to talk about it yet. You know
Okay.
what I mean? Behind the scenes, the committees have put into place most of the plans for next season, but we have not yet kind of rolled out the official word on it. The university's official position is that next fall starts the return to face-to-face classes. And we're all very optimistic that that's what will happen. Obviously, if the needs of the moment require us to shift back to virtual, we can do that. Safety is the most important thing. But we're very excited to get back to the business of teaching the arts and producing the arts and creating the arts in the collaborative way we want to with bodies in the same space.
Yeah, and if we all learned anything is that plans change, right? I mean, things just change and we all go with the flow and it's fine. I mean, we've made it through some crazy times, and if it means we go back to school, we don't go back to school, we perform, we don't perform. At this point, I think we're all just cool with it, right? Or am I wrong?
Well, I think we are hopeful but willing to compromise. Maybe we'll put it that way. We're hoping for the best, but we are realistic after the lessons of the last year. I will say to, you know, people thinking about coming to see Liz Estrada, it's going to be a very safe experience. Audience, all audience members are socially distanced. Audience and cast are all going to be masked for the entire show. The show is outdoors, so we've got obviously, you know, the best ventilation system that exists. And then finally, the entire performance is about 45 minutes. As written, it's much longer than that. It's closer to a 2-hour show, but we created a new adaptation specifically because we knew the audience would be standing to watch it. There will be limited seating for those who specifically need to sit, but the majority of our audience will be on their feet. So we said, we better make this a pretty short show.
Okay, so you did say tickets are going fast because I think we all want to
go
to the show.
Yeah, they're going fast.
What are the logistics? If we're listening right now, we really want tickets. How do we get them?
So I believe the box office at UTEP is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4. You can go there, and we've got a great box office team. It's right inside what you think of as the Wise Family Theater. So it's and that's right next to the outdoor space where it will perform. And then you can also get tickets on Ticketmaster. There's a fee. I don't know the fee. I think it's a pretty healthy fee.
Go to the box office, people. Get out of your house. Go to the box office.
And then there will be a few tickets held that are sold only night of for people who for walk-ups, which is going to be an overflow seating. It's going to be a truly, it's very fun, very funny, very exciting. And Tawanda has done some great innovative movement work.
Okay, Tawanda, anything you want to tell us about the movement work before we have to sign off?
That it is absolutely amazing, and not because I had anything to do with it, because we have a great director and a great cast. It was something really fascinating. You know, for a little while, I've been interested in sort of the relevance of the classics, right, literature-wise, to contemporary life and so forth. So I've had the great fortune of rethinking some versions of the classics with a couple of people. So hopping over here to UTEP with Jay, I was just kind of, first of all, really happy that we're doing a comedy that involves a sex strike.
Yeah.
Sure. What was the other play, Jay, that we thought about that's like about a plague and so forth? I forget.
Yeah. Well, we talked, you know, of course, Oedipus, the famous Greek tragedy, is all built around a plague-stricken nation. I'm so glad we're doing a funny play.
We're like, yeah, we'll take the sex strike. It'll be fine.
Jay wisely decided to go the humor route, and that's been really great. And I think it's something that people really need. And Jay did a great job of, you know, streamlining to the adaptation we're working with. And that was a lot of work to cut it down to 45 minutes. And still have something amazing and meaningful.
Well, if it's one thing we know is that Jay knows how to adapt things.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to Professor Andy Smith at UTEP and to his graduate student, Benjamin Perez. They have assembled a live percussion team. So this 45-minute show in some ways plays kind of like a musical. There's no singing, but I mean, we've got live percussion underscoring for a lot of the movement, and they're doing a terrific job. And they seem to have really enjoyed the opportunity to come back and have this live experience as well. So it's been a real joy to work with them. And Andy Smith seems to be doing a great job working with them and teaching them.
Well, there you have it. We are all invited to see the first performance from the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance of Liz Estrada. It's going to happen next week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can get your tickets there at the box office, or if you show up in person, there will be some overflow tickets. Today, my guests have been Jay Stratton and Tawanda Chibikwa. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for your time.
For having us.